You've been listening to The Ride Home with Michael Reed Show right here on the Big 1420 and also on GranberryRadio.com. And today we've got...
My name is Lauren Corzine.
Uh-huh. Where'd y'all drive in from today?
We drove in from Corpus, but we are from McAllen, Texas.
Okay. And you're up in the Metroplex area visiting, or are you...
We're on radio tour this week.
Radio tour this week, so...
Yes, sir.
All right. So... Tell me a little bit about your music, and what are you going to play for us first?
I'm going to play my original song, If This Is Love, first, okay. Which is the one.
Which you've heard on my show the last couple days, by the way. I've been throwing in rotation for like the last
Thank you for days. Playing it, by the way, Michael. I appreciate
All right.
it.
So go for it.
Let's
hear it.
Let's do it. I want to play it for you. You ready, Daddy?
Yep.
We got Daddy with us. My real dad, my actual dad. Anyway, go ahead. Shows I have this month.
Okay.
And for tour, Daddy's with me.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Alright. So where are you going to be playing at coming up
well,
in the near future?
Next week I'm opening for Kyle Park in Beeville.
Alright.
And then the week after that I'm opening for Josh Ward.
That's cool.
In McAllen. So in my hometown. So I'm
back
excited.
In your hometown. Right.
Hometown. That's
okay.
Right.
So how many radio stations you got left on your little...
We have 10.
You got
right?
10 left on your tour? So
10 or 11,
where are you
yeah.
headed from here?
Well... Where are we? Stephenville tomorrow morning.
Stephenville tomorrow morning?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right. So how many songs do you want to play for us today?
How many would you allow me to play for you?
Let's see. We've only been going on for 4 minutes, so I'm thinking about...
Do you like covers or are you not into covers?
Oh, you can do covers if you want to, but we're supposed to be showcasing you, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah.
So let's do that.
Okay.
I had Zach in here a little while ago. He has a new EP out. He played all five off his
okay.
EP. So you can okay. get at least five out there if you want
okay.
to.
Okay.
Zach Coffee, yeah.
Zach Coffee.
He was in here about 30 minutes. He left about 30 minutes before y'all got here.
Cool.
So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Heck of a voice. I mean, he said he studied opera.
No way. I didn't know that.
In Oklahoma. That was his
That's
when
crazy.
He was in school. So he's got that He can really belt it out there. I mean,
wow.
That's his other voice. So what do you want to play for us next?
I'm going to play my song called Stop. I Won't Let It Stop Me. I wrote this one.
All right.
And it goes like this. Ready?
2, 3, 4.
Here to check out while you're in Granbury.
Absolutely.
Right.
I'm down.
They got a big one in Stephenville too.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, so ask them about that tomorrow. There's a there's a big club there.
Oh, man.
College Town, because Stephenville's got Tarleton State University there.
Okay.
So make sure.
I'll be taking notes
then. Hit them up on that too.
I will.
All right, so a little more history on how long you've been doing music?
Yeah, I've been playing since I was 15, 16. Started gigging around town locally, doing like open mic nights and playing with bands that would come in and out. And then when I was 18, I decided to do this full on professionally, and that's kind of it. And I'm 22 now, so it's been 5 years and just been doing it professionally.
Have fun with it?
Oh, absolutely. There's nothing I'd rather be doing.
Yeah.
So I asked my parents a couple years ago, I said, can I stop going to school to put music and money into a record, and they agreed.
Well, that's good.
So
that's good.
That really helps.
That's good. And I talked to a lot of younger artists. I mean, I talked to some older ones also. The digital age is hard with you guys, you know, with the streaming and all that. So basically, you make your money off performing, right?
You
your
know,
merchandise and all that.
I kind of, performing's my favorite thing to do. So when I release music, and I knew that the streaming thing or whatever.
Yeah, you're just getting it out there so they'll come see you.
Yeah, and I don't really care about that because I'm new and I'm still introducing my music to audiences. So I don't really. I just love to play live. If people come watch me live, then that I
then
love
you're,
that.
You're good to go then.
Oh, that's my favorite.
I have
part.
Some other people come in and go on my CD sales, and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
You make more money off people seeing you.
Yeah, you can't. Now, you can't worry about that in the beginning. You kind of just have to.
Okay, so you got another one for us?
I do. You want to do? Okay. I'm gonna do a cover of one of my favorite, my all-time favorite country artist.
Okay.
You'll know it.
Oh, I know it. I don't hear anybody said.
Oh, okay.
Let her rip.
Okay. Here we go. Did a Bon Jovi song on that. Lay Your Hands on Me.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're right.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's why I love her so much, is because I don't know anyone that would think.
Well,
I like
this
artists.
Little station here plays a lot of classic country, so, you know, I figured with Dolly Parton's name in it, I can't go wrong.
Right, right. That's what I think. Yeah.
Stairway to Heaven for 7 minutes.
Right.
It's worth every minute of it. Okay. So you got another original one you want to play for us?
Yeah, I do. This is a song I wrote called Lost and Found.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Blue Sunday first?
Yes. So Blue
that.
Sunday is a nonprofit organization I work with that promotes child abuse awareness. And I wrote this song 2 years ago. And it's cool. When you write songs, you have no idea where they're going to go. You know what I mean? So you write songs for you, and you write them, and you have your meaning to them. And you send them out, and you just have no idea what other people are going to hear in it. And a friend of ours, Janet McGee, who her organization is Blue Sunday. She heard it and she said, I would love to use this. And so she made a music video with this song, and she uses it across the country to promote Blue Sunday, child abuse awareness, and the National Day of Prayer.
Okay. Which is there a website for Blue Sunday?
Yes, bluesunday.org. BlueSunday.org. So be sure to visit it, watch the music video, and look at all the stats on there.
Okay. Check it out. Got your email here, too. If you send me the picture for the Blue Sunday, I'll put it on our
website.
That would, so
that would be so great.
Yeah, I can do that, too.
I'll do it.
All right.
Okay. Ready, Daddy? It goes like this. I got lost in a lonely place, missing a certain smile from a certain face. The day was dark and thought I was down. Quiet sorrow follow me around. I am young, but my heart was gold. I'm tired of waking up when the day was already old. And nothing could bring me back. I was too far.
Bittersweet, huh? No. You still mess with the bass guy, though.
The sound guy. Yeah.
Bro. Turn those knobs.
He's not as good as you, though.
This is a song I wrote called Tenderness.
Tenderness.
This is actually my favorite song off my EP.
All right.
I hope you like it. Here we go.
People find your music to buy it?
Oh, they can find it. They can buy it on iTunes.
On iTunes?
They can buy it on Google Play.
Okay.
And they can stream it on Spotify.
Well, of course they can stream
that it. That is the most popular. That's fine, though.
I know. But then the other thing is you can start listening to your music on little stations like ours. And
that's right.
Stephenville.
That's right.
On the radio.
And the ranch, so. Too. I was just in Corsicana.
Okay, cool. So,
but yes, here too.
You can say the ranch, it's okay.
Yeah, I know.
You're like, I should have said that. No, yeah. It's fine. We all share the airwaves. We're all just,
right.
Some are bigger than others, and that's fine, too.
Yeah.
All right, so you got time for one more song, if you got one.
You got another one?
Texas Wildfires.
Okay. I'm doing one other cover for you.
That's fine.
Thanks for having me today.
Thank you for coming in.
I'm excited to be here. This is my first radio tour. I don't know if I said that in passing, but it is my first radio tour. First time ever.
That's good.
And this is my first single for radio, so.
Yeah, it's even better.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm loving the process.
Well, I hope you'll like this one because you got to play a lot. I don't know how often or how long the other stations
they
want you
give
play,
me about one to two songs.
Nah, see, that's not the way I roll. Obviously 30 minutes or so. I mean, you drove all the way here. I mean, Zach was the same way. He goes, wait a minute, I get 30
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, I know. I was like,
yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I've had some other artists in here before, and the first thing they do is, oh, how long do I have? And when I tell them, they're like, no way. Because usually it's about the time they get one song done, they say, thank you for your time, and shut out the door.
Right.
I mean, you're
right.
Working here.
Right.
I mean, you know, one radio station said, well, you played your single, and you've already taken up 10 minutes of my airtime. Have a great day. I'm like, no. No, that's not the way I do it. Because I love local music. I love, when I say local, Texas, right. You know. Local. I try to play as many of you folks as I can to get other people to listen to you.
Right.
Now you got to start somewhere.
Right.
Just
I appreciate
like,
it.
KPIR had to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. GranberryRadio.com started somewhere. Lauren started somewhere.
Yeah. Huh? How old is KPIR?
40 years.
Wow.
Yeah. See, I'm from Granberry, and I listen to this station. It's actually called KPAR back in the day because the Parr family owned it.
Uh-huh.
And then it got bought out by KPIR, which was the pirate.
Uh-huh.
And now for the last 5 years, Jerry Reynolds, which is a car pro out of the Fort Worth, mm-hmm. Dallas Fort Worth area. He's the one that owns the station. So
I see.
Play a lot of classic country.
Nice.
He was nice enough to give me this 3-hour show about a year ago.
Nice.
And it's been kind of steamrolling from there.
Nice.
And bringing local people in is just, that's what awesome. Makes it all work.
Awesome. Am I one of the few artists that brings their parents along with them?
Actually, they're about the four.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
They usually bring
Lee's
mom.
I'm wondering if they can hear my parents in the background whispering, saying, ask them this.
Yeah.
Don't do this.
No.
Your lipstick
usually
show.
His mom is sitting in there because I always put radios in the other deal so they can hear
okay.
him and all that. But no,
it's good to know I'm not the only one.
You're not the only
okay,
one.
Okay, good.
Not the only one.
I don't know. There's this like Texas spirit of like independent dude on my own, and so I you know what I mean. I try to have
that.
They
still need mom and dad.
Right, always.
My oldest is 24. She still calls me for stuff. So yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
We need our parents.
We do. I agree. We do, especially for long road trips. You ready?
But not for bass players.
No, no, heck no. Not for bass players. Sound guys, roadies.
Roadies.
Drum techs.
All right, so what cover are we up?
Speaking
on
of classic Texas Pride song, this is one of my faves to do live.
All right, let's go for it.
It was like this, ready? Charlie. When I die, I may not go to heaven. I don't know if they let cowboys in. And if they don't, just let me go to Texas. Texas is as close as I've been. New York couldn't hold my attention. Detroit City couldn't sing my song. If tomorrow finds me busted flat in Dallas, see, I won't care, cause at least I know.
Into the library for GranberryRadio.com. So in case you miss it, you can go back and browse it and find it again later.
Perfect.
All right. Thank y'all for coming in.